From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his series in the book of Romans, Dr. Cairns brings the final portion of a message entitled, The Goodness and Severity of God. In the first two chapters of Romans, the Apostle Paul demonstrated the guilt of the human race for their sins against God's holiness and righteousness. However, the Jews argued that since they were God's chosen people, they could sin without the fear of God's judgment. Oh, it's true that the children of Israel enjoyed great privileges before God. But in chapter 3, Paul replies that God has placed Jew and Gentile on an equal footing with regard to their sin and guilt. God will judge everyone for their sins, regardless of being Jew or Gentile. The response of the Jews is still reflected by many when they are faced with the truth of the gospel. Yet the unbelief of some does not negate the faithfulness of God. His purposes cannot be derailed by the failures of men. Dr. Cairns will conclude this message in just a few minutes. Before he comes, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Today's devotional is entitled, God First, Then Extras. The text is Matthew 6 and verse 33, But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. See how the Bible opens, in the beginning, God. Let your life open in the same way. Seek with your whole soul, first and foremost, the kingdom of God as the place of your citizenship, and his righteousness as the character of your life. As for the rest, it will come from the Lord himself, without your being anxious concerning it. All that is needful for this life and godliness shall be added unto you. What a promise this is! Food, raiment, home, and so forth, God undertakes to add to you while you seek Him. You mind His business, and He will mind yours. If you want paper and string, you get them given in when you buy more important goods. And just so, all that we need of earthly things, we shall have thrown in with the kingdom. He who is an heir of salvation shall not die of starvation. And he who clothes his soul with the righteousness of God cannot be left of the Lord with a naked body. Away with carking care. Set all your mind upon seeking the Lord. Covetousness is poverty, and anxiety is misery. Trust in God is an estate, and likeness to God is a heavenly inheritance. Lord, I seek thee. Be found of me.
Shall eat or what he shall drink, nor yet for your
As you listen to today's broadcast, we'd like to express our appreciation to those of you who make Let the Bible Speak a regular part of your day. Over the years since LTBS has been on the air, we've heard from many folk who have been blessed and encouraged in their Christian lives through these programs. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to bring this Christ-centered preaching and God-honoring sacred music into your home, vehicle, or workplace. Let the Bible Speak is a ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. Founded by Dr. Alan Cairns, whose messages you hear on the broadcast, LTBS is also heard in many parts of the world through the international radio outreach of Let the Bible Speak, which is produced in Northern Ireland. It may be that you have wondered about the origin and purpose of the Free Presbyterian Church. Stated briefly, the Free Presbyterian Church is a denomination that stands without apology for the absolute inerrancy of the Bible, emphasizing preaching that centers around the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is militant in its stand against the ecumenical apostasy and the efforts of the world to infiltrate the church. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, please contact Faith Free Presbyterian Church at their toll-free number 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. Or you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Someone from the church will be glad to get in touch with you and to provide you with further details. Also, we encourage you to visit the website of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, www.fpcna.org. Again, that's www.fpcna.org.
Are the Jews really any different from the rest of us here? They believed in the damnation of the Gentiles, but not the damnation of the Jews. They believed that God would judge the Gentiles. That's why Paul starts chapter 2, "Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself." These Jews were saying, "Paul, you're dead on when what you say about the Gentiles is that God is going to leave them without excuse, and God is going to judge them, and God is going to move in upon them, and their end is to be burned and all the rest of it. Paul, you're right. We agree with you. As long as it's somebody else's sin, I'm quite happy to believe that God will judge sin." That was their position. And Paul is answering that now. He says, you expect God to judge the heathen. But take your own argument. If you're telling me, God can't find fault with us, for if you say we're unfaithful, well, our unbelief has only proved His faithfulness. So He can't judge us for bringing about His glory. The end justifies the means. But wouldn't the same thing be true of a Gentile? Doesn't a Gentile's lie set forth all the more clearly the truthfulness of God? Doesn't the impurity of the Gentiles commend all the more greatly the purity of God, the righteousness of God? So Paul is saying, by your argument, God couldn't judge anybody. And that's the meaning of this statement here. How shall God judge the world? By this argument, God couldn't judge anybody. He says, now who's denying the Bible now? Do you remember when we started chapter 2, I went through the scriptures showing you right through the scriptures how that the teaching is God will judge all men according to their works. Paul knew those scriptures. The Jews knew those scriptures. They were simply ignoring them. So Paul's argument, and they would understand it very clearly, is who's undermining scripture now? You're the ones who are telling me I'm contradicting scripture. I'm contradicting the teaching of the faithful promises of God, etc. But who's undermining scripture now when you've come to a position that really says God cannot judge anybody? But He is going to judge. He'll judge the world. And He'll judge you. Here's His proposition. God is a righteous judge. He will make the wickedness and the sinfulness of man to praise Him. But He will yet judge sinners for their sins. This is something that I will only mention tonight. There is a degree of truth in this. When you lie, you sin. But the very blackness of your lie commands the beauty of God's truth. Your unrighteousness shows off all the more clearly His righteousness. But follow me carefully here. Don't jump to the wrong conclusion that since you have thereby unwittingly promoted the glory of God, you'll be free from judgment. No, sir. What it's saying is this. It's a vast doctrine. God is absolute. He's not just sovereign. He is absolute. And whether creatures like it or don't like it, whether they go along with it or whether they oppose it, everything they are and everything they do, He will turn to His everlasting glory. Those whom He saves will be to the praise of His glorious grace, and those whom He damns will be to the praise of His glorious judgment and righteousness. But one way or the other, we will all be to the praise and the glory of God. Sinners can take absolutely no credit for that. For when sinners by their sin commend the righteousness of God, they're not aiming at God's glory. They're aiming at the very opposite. God will hold them responsible for it. At the very beginning of this overview tonight, I said that God is both righteous and gracious in judgment. This is the goodness and the severity of God. He is gracious. He has given them His Word. Do you realize what that means tonight? Let's confine it to this gathering. Do you realize what that means to you? You can never go out to meet God ignorant of the way of salvation. You can never go out to meet God and say, "Lord, I just didn't know." You've got the Word. He's given you the unvarnished truth about sin. He has revealed the plan of salvation. He has shown you the beauties of the finished work of Jesus Christ. He has given you the invitations and the promises of the gospel. He has bound Himself by promises of love. To these He has added the clearest warnings of judgment. He has swept aside by His truth every refuge of lies. And He has shut you up to one hope and one hope only. And that is in Jesus Christ, His Son. God is gracious. But He's also righteous. He will be absolutely fair in the judgment. He will not accept your face. He will not accept empty profession. He will not accept an external religion. He will not accept a works righteousness. He will never deviate from His sole standard of receiving any man. And that is the standard of absolute and perfect righteousness. That's His standard. I know that it is the theory that somehow God will drop the standard. Even in some fundamental churches, the notion has been that in the Old Testament He tried to save people by the absolute standard of the law, and when that didn't work, He has graciously come up with an easier standard for us. Don't you believe it? There's only one standard, and it's the absolute righteousness of God. And God will condemn all who cannot be justified by that standard. Now bring your righteousness. Now bring your church membership. Now bring your baptism. And it's not one bit better than the Jews and their circumcision. Unless you have a perfect righteousness, He'll condemn you. But all who have a perfect righteousness, He will receive. Having justified them, He glorifies them. But who has a perfect righteousness? Where will you find it? Let me tell you, there's only one perfect man. That's the man Christ Jesus. There's only one in whom there resides a perfect righteousness. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the righteousness that meets the standard of God Almighty. But here's the truth of the gospel. That's the righteousness that God freely makes over to all who believe in Jesus. That's the gospel. A perfect righteousness. Paul said of Christ that God has made Him unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That is God's way of salvation. He's gracious, for He's made it known, but He's absolutely righteous in that He will never, never deviate from that absolute standard of judgment. Tonight, we have taken just a a sort of a bird's eye view of what is structurally a very difficult passage of Scripture. But I don't want the difficulties of structure to obstruct your view of God's truth. I started off by saying that when people here received the truth, they immediately contended with it. I wonder if that's what some of you are doing tonight. Are you already battling in your heart against the truth? Struggling against conviction of sin? Struggling against the rejection of your own self-righteous pride? Struggling against the claims of Christ to your immediate repentance and faith? It's time to lay down the arms of rebellion. Say, Lord, conquer my heart. Conquer my heart. Take it and make it Christ's. Cleanse it in His blood and clothe me with His absolute and perfect righteousness. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our gracious God and our Father in heaven, we thank Thee for the faithful truth of the gospel. And our God, we rejoice this evening that the Lord Jesus Christ is our sole and sufficient Savior. We pray that Thou wilt commend Him to every heart here. And, O Lord, we pray that Thou wilt strengthen the faith of those who are in Christ, that they may be able to rejoice that He is faithful who promised, who also will do it. We pray, our God, that Thou wilt speak to those who are without Christ. God, grant that this Sabbath evening Thou wilt destroy the folly that would rise up in rebellion against God and fight against the truth. Lord, we pray, conquer hearts tonight. Bring sinners to the end of themselves and bring them into Christ. God, grant that this Sabbath evening Thou wilt give the grace of faith and repentance, that those who have come without the Savior may flee to receive Him. So bless Thy word, O God, we pray, and write it large and clear upon our hearts. Thy part is with Thy blessing. Keep us in Thy fear. Be the abiding portion of all Thy blood-bought church tonight and evermore. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.